And good afternoon, everybody. Stormy Mitchell, along with Garth Bolden. Again, we got you 3 minutes of the last ball game. Garth,
give us the final score there real quick as the Bruins win over the Cane Ridge Ravens.
64-44. Brentwood Bruins come out victorious.
Sounds good. That does mean the Bruins will play at 6 p.m. this Tuesday night. 6 p.m. this Tuesday night right here on AM 950. The McAvis Raiders are to our left. They are in red, white, and blue tonight. The Rebels are going to be in and look like they're white uniforms with Bruins pants. Ryan Halfwell McAvick, number three, Montez 3. He is a junior for McAvick. Also number 10, Chase Payne. He is a senior for the Raiders. Also number 21, Devin Bowen. He is a junior for the Raiders. And the one of the best players they got, Marvin Hughes, is a junior. And last but not least, we've got Devin West, number 33. Only one senior starting for the red, white, and blue clad McAvis Raiders. And for the Black and Rebels to our right, they're going to be the home team tonight. First down to shoot for the Rebels is number two. Sorry, Hansworth, 6'5 senior, transfer from Centennial. Also, number three, Reese Clover, the best player in 11 AAA, 5'10 senior guard. And number four is Reese Kemp, 5'10 sophomore guard. And Jacob Bruce, number 10 senior, 6'1 4. And last but not least, the sophomore, number 32, Matt, 6'7 senior, 4'10 level.
Anir, if you don't mind, y'all might want to turn that mic down because I'm getting something in my ear, if you don't mind.
All right, we're going to have 32 minutes of real excitement coming up here in basketball. This gym is jam-packed. If the fire marshal is listening, do not come over here because there's no room for you to sit down, so you might as well just keep walking. They got hamburgers, they got popcorn here. If you want something good to eat, come on over. And already the Rebels have picked up a steal. Kemp's going the other direction for the Rebels. They're going from right to left on the regular dial. White jerseys with maroon bottoms. Ball's in the Thurman. He's in the paint. He spins. The ball stolen. Nice defensive play that time by Thane for the Raiders. They're in that royal blue uniforms tonight. White numerals with red trim. They're patriotic looking. And a starting Hansler slaps it out of bounds. And Marvin Hughes kind of takes one off the chin, looks around, and went, okay, well, we'll remember.
He better not be a little lackadaisical like that, or a follower gets slapped right up his head.
That's right. We've got a little static in here tonight. We apologize. We're trying to find the best place to hold it, and our phones are doing the best they can. Up for the rebound, the side of the way. Great pass for number 10. Rebounded basket for the Raiders, and we are jam-packed in here. If you're claustrophobic, don't show up. Seven minutes ago, Rebels yet to score. This is a tough matchup for the Rebels. Shot from Hainsworth, back rim, no good, rebound. Thurman fights for it, saved by Glover. Three-pointer on the way, downtown.
Way off.
Hainsworth picks it up, goes strong. He scores, the big man. Hainsworth off the glass. We're tied at two.
That's where Hainsworth's size is going to pay off right there against a team like this right here.
Yes, sir. His size and his jumping ability is going to be unheralded. Soft side on the way. Beautiful touch. And that's Monte Street. And we're going to need a shoehorn to put any more people in here tonight. We're going to grease up a shoehorn and slide more in. 6:20 to go. 4-2 is our score. Glover from the corner for three. Bottom. Great season. He shot one from 28 feet. He nails it. 5-4 is our score. And they call a technical on. And that's his. He started off. He said something. Sorry, Hainsworth said something. And you got to keep your mouth
closed. You got to play with intensity, but you got to play under and be composed at the same time.
Well, I tell you what, if they called a technical on him raising up three fingers,
we're in trouble.
Then you're in trouble, because I'll tell you why. Everybody on the bench does it too. So wonder if he's going to call a technical bench.
No, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe the official's just going to have a little. They'll work it out.
They're making a statement right off the bat that they're in the control of this game.
And I guess they were forewarned. They were worried about it being possible. Well, that didn't work any better. We're adjusting the wires, trying to find where the static's coming from. Here come the Raiders. They've got the ball in the left wing. Shots on the way. Back rim, no good. Raiders got the ball. Sainz up. Missed it. Rebound. Jordan Bruce rips it out of there. Quickly down the timeline. To Matt Thurman. He's up. Goes up. And he's fouled as he tries for two. The 5:48 mark.
Fouls on Marvin Hughes, his first.
We've got the McDaniel family listening, the Holiday family listening, also Brittany and Richard Nelson off of Morristown on radio.net. Tuned in for an exciting action here of WAKM. Matt Thurman to the line, and he scores. We're tied at six. Thurman makes the second one. Also, 7-6 is our score. 5:45 to go. First quarter action. The Rebels and the Raiders. Or as Boomer would say for ESPN, the Raiders. Short. Way short. Thurman on the rebound. No second chance for the Raiders. 5:30 to go. Here comes Reese Glover across the timeline. He's going to drive in. Kicks it to Bruce at the spot. Not this time. Big rebound. Pulled out of the air by number 30. That's Marvin Hughes. Quickly the other way.
Wow.
And the player hits the floor. He looks like he slipped. That would be Monte Street. Might be a little humidity on the floor. Glover steps
ball
back.
Fake. Oh, he should have knocked that down.
And he missed it. Got the rebound. It's Kemp. Gets it to Thurman. Back to Bruce. It's corner for Haynesworth. Back to Bruce for three. Bottom. Jordan Bruce. Downtown. 10-6 is our score. 4:50 mark. Crowds into it. Not a looking for a place to sit. There is not one. Here comes McAvick driving down the paint to kick it out front. The street. Back rim. No good. Haynesworth goes up. Slaps it. Slaps the rebound. It's pulled down by Thurman. Here come the Rebels. That's Bruce at the spot. He's hot. He's hot from the corner. 12-6 is our score. 4:25 to go. First quarter. We're going to take a timeout right here. It's 30 seconds, Amir. We need 30 seconds here on AM 950.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
Franklin has come out in a blitz, 13-6. And we got a little static, and that's not Garth giving me static. That is just what happens when you get 3,000 people in the gym that holds 2,200 and everybody's got their cell phone on. And it's stolen. Nice tip by Glover. Picked his pocket. Haynesworth picks it up. Here come the Rebels up 7, 4:13 to go. Into the paint. Thurman gives and goes. Corner. Bruce thought about the three to Haynesworth. Hands off to Thurman. He has a head fake and he draws a foul. Number 21, Devon Brown, will be called for the foul for the Raiders. 4:05 to go. First quarter action. Appreciate y'all tuning in right here on AM 950. Rebels get it way out front to Reed Kemp. He dribbles right there, just this side of the timeline, and there's almost a steal on the floor. Kemp picks it back up. Good hustle shot from the corner. That's his spot. Jordan Bruce downtown.
for me. He's had three different spots. He's had three different spots this first quarter.
He sure has. Haynesworth on the field as he dives into the stands. Haynesworth get picked up. I'll tell you what, Reese Glover, all 160 pounds, goes and picks up a 240-pound teammate. And that's a little hustle right there. The Albert Haynesworth fan club in Morristown saw him scare the whiz out of his coach as he dove into the bench from McAvitt. Nice shot off the glass. Kissed it softly. Marvin Hughes showing why he's the number one scorer for the Raiders.
Stormy, he's a player.
He sure is.
I'm going to tell you, he's a stud.
Well, I haven't noticed who's picked him up. Of course, they used to play a 1-3-1 zone. But I wouldn't want to guard him man-to-man. He would, oh, man, that would be a long afternoon.
He's extremely quick.
Give and go to Thurman. Kissed it softly, and he scores. Devin Brown's trying to guard him. Devin Brown cannot keep up with Matt Thurman. Luis Sanchez, number 33, about checking in for the Rebels. Driving is Hughes, and Kemp is going to, and he picks up, and they call charging.
That's two on Hughes.
Reed Kemp is going to get an Oscar for that one. I think those are going to be awarded tomorrow night, which is fine, but Rick Kemp did a nice job, got his feet set, drew the charge. 18-8 is our score. Here comes Kemp across the timeline slowly, methodically. It looks like the McAvicks drop back into a 2-3 zone. Glover on the drive, foul's called. And no, it's a correction. No, he called for walking. Nice defensive play that time by Devin West, number 33, for the Raiders. .242 to go, 18-8 to our score. Here comes Hughes. He drives in the paint, soft floater. What a touch. What a touch.
Oh,
he went in and came out. Spit it back out. Rebound. Rebels. Here comes Kemp.
Oh, you got him open over
there.
Bruce
the is open. That's his spot. And he's hot again. You leave that man open, he will fill that basket up all night. 21-8.
That's four threes.
Four threes by Jordan Bruce. They're gonna guard him eventually tonight. Cross court pass left wing. McAvicks down 21-8. Nice drive in the middle and fouls called. Players hit the floor. I bet that's on Sanchez. And it is 33 draws a foul. 2:02 to go, 21-18, 21-8 is our score. We knew this was going to be a barn burner. As a reminder, the game coming up next, if we can hold out, Summit is going to entertain the Bobcats of Overton.
What's wrong with you? You not getting to bed again last night?
I got 10 hours sleep last night. Thank you very much. Corey Huey for the line makes the first one. 2:02 to go. 21-9 is our score. Missed the second. Haynesworth cleans the glass. They gave him some Windex and some paper towels. He cleaned it while he was up there. 1:50 to go. 21-9 is our score. Jordan Bruce has led a great spark here for the Rebels. He's in the right wing, and
he dropped the ball.
Sanchez
down.
Went to sleep on that one. 30, number three, Monte Street comes up, gets a tie ball. It's still the Rebel ball, but they will take it out on the right wing. We're under 1:50 mark. Here comes Kemp, the sophomore, the vastly improved sophomore. He's playing the point guard. Give and go
to
Sanchez. He kissed it, and he scored.
That was all Haynesworth right there.
Barry
came over to pick him up, and he just did a soft dish right over to Sanchez.
Very, very unselfish. Street from three, back rim, no good. Rebound Hughes goes up, and he flies through the air like Superman and scores. Wow. What a move. 23-11, 120 mark. Hughes goes to the line for a three-point play. That's the first foul on Jordan Bruce. And Hughes completes the three-point play. Well done. I got to tell you, that's as athletic a play as we're going to see tonight. We know why he's the best player now for McAvitt. We're down to 110. Jordan Bruce has the right wing, kicks it back out front. Sanchez to Haynesworth, stolen, bad pass. The Street intercepted. He's going to take it 94 feet, uses the glass and scores as he got a big cheer out of the Raider family right behind us. Bad pass again. Two turnovers in less than 10 seconds for the Rebels. Street on the way. He got the roll, got the touch. All of a sudden, it's 23-16. 23-16, and there's that. What was that?
Lewis whistle at that fan who stood up over there. I don't know if he came out onto the floor or what he did.
Okay. All right. I kept saying, and he's giving instructions out there. He's going to get thrown out of the gym here eventually. 38 seconds left. 23-16 is our score. 7-point differential. Bruce for three. Back rim. A little strong that time. Whoa, look out, young man. He good hustle that time by 34. Corey Huey slides into the fan base over across the way, trying to save the ball. Good hustle by 34. For the Raiders, 29 seconds left. Rebels get it inbounds to Haynesworth down the right wing. We're at 25. Thurman goes up, and they don't call it. He hops, skips, and scores. 25-16. That was a nice move by Thurman. We're under 15 seconds. Three for three, and he hits the ground and scores. Beautiful shot. 25-19, 9 seconds. We're at 8-7. Glover's going to take it. Glover's going to take it. Watch this. 3-2-1. Shot's on the way. Holy mackerel, he almost made it. After one, 25-19, we're going to take 1 minute break. 25-19 to our score here on AM 950.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Hey there, this is Stormy Mitchell for Domino's, and business is booming. Booming so much that Domino's needs your help. Come by 400 Downs Boulevard to pick up an application or go to jobs.dominoes.com. Drivers are making up to $17 an hour, including tips and mileage. They need customer service reps, drivers, and management positions are available. Go to jobs.dominoes.com.
Quarter under our belts here at Brentwood. 25-19 is our score. 8 minutes to go, second period action. McCavick was trailing at one time by 11. They got a flurry. They got it back within six. You cannot go to sleep on these Raiders. They will score and very quickly. Franklin's come out in a 1-3-1 zone. Hughes from three. And I tell you what, that's as pretty a shot you'll ever see. Marvin Hughes from about 24 foot nails it. And gets the Raiders within three. How quickly the lead evaporates. The Rebels better keep their foot on the accelerator. Backdoor cut to Haynesworth. Beautiful baseline cut. Pass from Kemp to Haynesworth. Back up. Five.
I mean, when you got the size inside there and the shooters outside, it's easy for that play to be open.
That's true. Hughes out front. Being stymied by that 1-3-1 zone. Shot flies in, fought for the rebound. Thurman announcing his presence with authority. Good rebound in the middle. Here comes Kemp. Correction, that is Glover. Back to Kemp. Into Thurman. Top of the key, foul line. He backs in. Gives it to Glover. He had a shot. He couldn't pull the trigger. Kemp down the left wing, drives in. He's going to take it out of the way. Kemp scores. Great use of the crossover dribble that time, 29-22 at 6:40 to go.
Great use of his left hand to protect the ball.
Here comes Street. He's going to shoot again.
Whoa.
That was a line drive. That thing had no arc on it whatsoever to 6:30 mark before halftime. Appreciate y'all tuning in tonight here on AM 950 and radio.net. We have got a huge crowd here. And Kemp again, soft floater, missed the mark. Here comes Hughes. He goes up against Haynesworth. Haynesworth smartly fakes him out, uses his body, and a rare miss by Hughes. Here comes Glover the other way. Bruce is open. Let the crowd tell you. 32-22, up 10.
That's 5-3 for Jordan Bruce.
At the 5:50 mark, Raiders got it within three. All of a sudden, it's back to 10. shot from Street. Nice shot. That kid, I tell you what, that Monte Street, his hang time is amazing. Just a junior kid has got talent oozing out of his pores tonight.
He came to play.
Man, he really did. He's a joy to watch. 5:30 to go. 8-point differential. Thurman, top of the key, gives in.
Wow. And Hagler scores. He draws a foul.
And it looked like the Raiders were trying to announce some presence with authority on that foul, and Mr. Hainsworth says, I can do this.
It's there. They just got to find him. They've got to find Hainsworth. If they find him inside, as I said earlier, with his strength, they can't contest his shot.
I agree. Finley Long, number 15, is in for the Rebels. He's off. Hainsworth backed off the line and missed the free throw. Up 10, still 5:20 to go. Wow, Hughes, long shot, goes up strong. Nice basket, 33 on the basket. Devon West, and he slammed the ball down. They're going to call a technical foul on 33. And you cannot do that. You cannot be demonstrative after a play like that. Coach Paul Childress is talking to him and said, son, you can't do that. These officials are not going to allow it. They called it earlier on Franklin. They're going to call it equally on McAvitt. Wow. And Glover, rare miss. Rare miss from the free throw line for Glover. Huge crowd here tonight. I mean, Garth, I don't think you can put another person in this place, even with some 10W-30 oil on them. From Gateway Tire. Reese Glover from downtown, back rim, little song. Hughes cleans the glass. Here he comes, quickly. Finley Long's got him. Finley Long's with him step by step. How do you stop that? The answer is you don't. Beautiful play.
Should have fouled him. Finley Long should have fouled him before he got to that point.
I think he should have tackled him about half court. I mean, it would have been nothing. Here comes Glover on the drive, down the baseline, kicks it back out front to Kemp. Kemp drives to his left. Up soft floater, and wow, it's knocked in the teach seat.
Hello.
Devon West said, get that thing out of here. I don't know how tall he is. He's got his hair pulled on top of his head. It gives him another, 6-8 inches. Maybe I should do that.
Talking about Bowen?
Yeah.
You'd be afraid your hair would be out of place if you did that.
It would be. It would be. 4:30 to go. 7 points. 7 point differential. Anair's on the board for us tonight at AM 950. Reese Glover rimmed it out. Good hustle. Finley Long. It goes back to the Raiders. 4:20 to go. Glover on a rare miss. Been watching him play for 4 years. He is the most phenomenal shooter I've ever seen at the high school level. All right, here come the Raiders at the 4:15 mark. Out front is Street to Hughes. Hughes drives in. He's cut off, soft floater. Hang time. Beautiful play. Marvin Hughes, absolutely a phenom on the floor tonight for the Raiders. Under 4 minutes, within five. Glover takes it in. He goes in, soft floater, changes direction. Went in, spit it back out. 3:40 mark. Oh, backdoor cut. Oh, nice basket. Number 21, that's Bowen. Bowen scores. Darren Goins does not like what he's seen. He had a 10-point lead. Evaporated quickly. It's down to three. We're going to take, and they give us the sign. We're going to take a 1 minute. 1 minute in here. We need 1 minute here on AM 950.
Planning your financial future can sometimes be extremely challenging. I'm Gina King, Vice President and Senior Trust Officer at Franklin Synergy Bank. With your priorities as our guide, you and I together will be able to create personalized wealth transfer strategies that will allow you to maintain your current lifestyle while providing for your loved ones and, if you choose so, give back to this treasured historical community. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment and let's review your future plans. I will be happy to meet with you at any of our 11 banking center locations across Williamson and Rutherford County. At Franklin Synergy, we understand the importance of your family, not just for today, but for generations to come. Give me a call today at 615-499-5540 to schedule an appointment and let's review your future plans.
5:32, the Rebels are up 35-25, kind of smooth sailing. All of a sudden, McGavick says, not so fast, my friend. Quick comeback, 8 quick points. Rebels have been scoreless about the last 2 minutes. Thurman goes up. Nice shot, Matt Thurman. Garth, he's playing better in the paint.
Well, he's playing with some chip on his shoulder tonight, which is real good.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Monte Street off the glass. Fall away jumper. I don't know how that one went in, but it sure did. Beautiful basket. 3 minute mark.
Well, I don't know who that guy is across the way, but he's got to be driving those Franklin fans nuts.
Yeah, they're gonna have fun with him. Here come the Rebels. Kemp down to the left wing. Back to Glover. Into Thurman. Spin goes up. Soft. And gets the roll. Matt Thurman is using that 6-7 frame to his advantage. 39-34 to 2:45 mark.
These are games when you want to see kids step up, and Thurman's definitely stepping up this game.
What a rebound. What a rebound. Man.
That kid died for that basketball.
Chase Bain went up. I mean, his elbow was above the rim.
Two fouls on Jordan Bruce.
I had two on the hot shooting three-point specialist. Saints to the line, makes the first one. 2:36 to go. Bowen out. Corey Huey in this junior-laden class of McAvick. They're going to be good. They're already good this year. They're going to be really good next year. All the folks at 11 AAA are going, wait, these guys are juniors? Yeah, they're coming back. It's going to be a long year next year. Segment on the way is no good. Rebound. Kemp rips it out of there. Here come the Rebels up four. In need of a good possession. Want to stem the momentum here that's kind of been regained by the Raiders. Inside to Hainsworth.
Good move.
Left hand off the glass. Beautiful move. Ashari Hainsworth.
Hainsworth's got eight.
Hainsworth's got eight. Playing with composure and poise. Here comes Hughes. Soft floater. Rare miss. Look at Jordan Bruce Scott. Here comes Glover. Got a man open in the wing. To Kemp. Back to Glover for three. Downtown. Missed it. Rebound. Fought for. Here come the Raiders. If Kemp, if Glover gets hot, it'll make a difference. He has not hit his normal stride tonight. Hughes out front. Drives to the left. Corner shot for Street, who's been hot. Rare miss. Good rebound, number 34. Wow, nice position. Corey Huey, the junior for the Raiders. Great position. Backed Hainsworth out. Got the rebound. Put it back and got the basket. They're within four. Here comes Kemp, picked up by Street out front. Goes left. Kicks it back to Thurman, right outside the three-point line.
Go high-low.
And the ball's tipped, and it's off Bruce. Nice play that time. Huey on the correction. Chase Thane tipped it. It went off Bruce. Good defensive effort by number 10, Chase Thane, for the Raiders. 1:19 left before halftime. I mean, it's jam-packed. I imagine they're selling some concessions here tonight at Brentwood. 41-37 is our score. Here comes Hughes. The ball's tipped, and it's loose on the floor. And McGraw picks it up. McGraw's in for the Rebels. Number 12, Jacob McGraw. Bruce missed it.
Didn't have his feet set.
Nope. Wasn't quite set. A little bigger hurry. Here comes Hughes on the drive, and they're going to call blocking on
McGraw.
McGraw, that's his first. We're right at 53 seconds. 4-point differential. Sanchez in for Hainsworth to give him a breather before halftime. Hainsworth playing with great intensity today and composure. Balls, oh man, Sanchez had his. Sanchez had his back turned, and that's the old playground play. Threw it off his backside, and Street scores. That's his. You can't turn your back on the pass in guy. Man. Draws out front to Glover. Up two. 34 seconds. This game is well in doubt. Glover Grice.
Good move.
Left hand kissed it softly.
Did a great job protecting the basketball with his body.
He sure did. Used his body at 5'9 frame to get the basket. Street goes up and he walked. Yes, sir, he did. Yes, sir. One too many steps. 16 seconds left, 43-39. Rebels got time for. Here comes Kemp back in. Kemp's going to come in four. He doesn't make it. Under 12. McGraw's out front. Goes to his left, and Street's going to pick his pocket.
Get in now because McGraw can't handle that pressure.
Yeah, McGraw, he's outmatched. He's outmatched. Street is, he is ever so quick. 8 seconds left. Rebels need a basket. The Glover with six.
Oh, they had time to go high-low, but they don't now.
With three, two, one, and the ball goes back as they kick it out of bounds. And that's going to be halftime. They don't get a shot off. 43-39. The Rebels are in front over McAvitt. Ross, you got the totals for us.
Yes, I do. For your Franklin Rebels, led at the half by Jordan Bruce with 15, Matt Thurman with 10, Ashari Haynesworth with 8, Reese Glover with 6, Reed Kemp with 2, Luis Sanchez with 2. 43 points for the Franklin Rebels. For your McGavick Raiders, led by Monte Street with 15, Marvin Hughes with 14, Jay Saint with 3, Devion Bowen with 2, Devin West with 2, Corey Huey with 2, 43-39 at the half, Franklin Rebels. Stormy, let's give an update on that earlier game.
Yeah, go ahead. You got that. Please do.
So a wrap-up of the second game this afternoon. Brentwood Bruins defeated Cane Ridge Ravens 64-44, led today by Harry Lackey with 18. John Winley had 10. Preston Moore had 6. Cole Massey had 8. Ben Mills had 8. Joy McPherson had 8. John Franklin Burks had 4. Evan Drennan had 1. And Griffin Burke had 1. For Cane Ridge, they were led by Brandon Miller and Devin Starling with 11 each. Kyle Elliott had 10. Caleb Wilson had 3. William Holy had 7. Brandon Sims had 2. 64-44. Brentwood overall shot 38.1% from the field, 23.1%. from the threes.
And in the first ball game, the Raptors of Ravenwood took it on the chin 57-48 to the Hillsboro Burros. So that'll mean Tuesday night at 6 p.m., Garth and I'll be right here, same spot, same bat channel, the whole nine yards at 6 p.m. as Hillsboro takes on the Brentwood Bruins.
That'll be a fine matchup right there.
That will be a very fine matchup. I don't see any weaknesses either way on either one of the teams. It's going to be a lot of fun. A shout-out again to the McDaniel family, also to the Oladay family, the Nelsons all up in Morristown, also to Miss Darlene Pendergrass. She's down in Louisiana. That is the mother of Ann Harris and the grandmother of Holly Harris, who is the leading three-point shooter in her conference down for the University of Alabama, Huntsville, Garth.
She's having a terrific year, and we expected that out of her. She's a fantastic athlete, a fine young lady. Glad to hear Miss Pendergrass is listening to us.
Yes.
And
we got, wait a minute, put in your order now for those pralines. Remember those?
I want some peanut butter fudge.
Wait a minute.
I want some peanut butter fudge. She can bring that for you. I want peanut butter fudge.
Well, I'll take whatever she brings.
Well, of course. But I mean, look at you. You don't turn away from the table very much.
Oh, man, he had to go there. 6:56 to go. We got one good one in.
Call it like I see it.
One before halftime. We'll discuss that off the air. Anir, do me a favor. Anir, take it back for right at 6 minutes. Quick 6 minute breaks here on AM 950. Our score at halftime: the Rebels 43, the Raiders 39. Here on AM 950. I know we are back. 8 minutes to go. Third quarter action. 16 minutes of nail-biting action right here on AM 950. The Rebels and the Raiders, 43-39, 8 minutes to go. The winner gets to take on the winner of Summit and Overton coming up next here on AM 950. All right, Garth, you're coaching the Rebels. What do you got to do this second half?
Well, I use Reese Glover to set up, and it worked, set up my high-low. Get it into Matt Thurman, and then you can screen off if you want to, hand off to Glover, or you can go down low to Thurman, and Thurman does a fantastic job this game of really being powerful around the basket.
Well, you got the stats there in front of you. The Rebels shot it right at 60%, 53% for the Raiders. And here comes into back
door
cut to Haynesworth. Can't get it to go.
Got
to
convert that.
Yeah, got to look right at the basket. Got to get to a four-point differential. Ball's on the floor. Nice shot from the corner. Wow, within two. Boy, nice shot that time from 33 West. West, within two. It's 7:20 mark.
I tell you what, if Franklin allows this McGavick team to hang around, they don't want any part of it in the last 3 minutes, I'll tell you.
No, they don't. Thurman goes up strong, uses his body, pushes off on Bowen, kind of used his, let's just say he backed into him and moved him out comfortably to score.
This is a game right here where the size of Franklin matters, and they need to use it to their advantage. Oh,
holy cow, from the corner. 33, Devin West. I mean, the junior left-handed stroke within one. Closest they've been since the early tip-off. Rebels need to convert on every possession. This is going to be a nail biter. Here comes Kemp, drives up.
And he got pushed.
He got pushed and he missed the layup. And Darren Joins is, he goes, great Caesar's ghost, Mr. Official. You missed the call.
You think he actually said great Caesar's ghost?
No, but I cleaned up what he said. I read his lips.
Really?
Boy, come on.
Man, he can tell you ain't been on the sidelines and trying to say, great Caesar's ghost.
Okay, God, let's try to clean up. Got families listening. 6:30 to go, 45-40. Shot on the way. Hughes is way short. Here comes Kemp on the rebound for the Rebels. I'm sorry. I'm channeling the great Jack Eaton from Memphis.
Whatever.
Here come the Rebels. Good ball movement.
He's holding him right there.
Haynesworth goes up. They missed two. Gimme.
He steals it back.
But he gets the rebound back. Glover drives, kicks it out to Kemp. Kemp saves it smartly to the top of the key. Bruce. Bruce is hot.
That was big right there.
That is huge. 48-44 to 5:50 mark. Rebels couldn't buy a short when they kick it out to Jordan Bruce, who nails a 28-footer. Street led scores for the Raiders. Kicks it out front. Kicks it down the wing. Thought about the three. They get it inside to Bowen. Bowen smartly kicks it out. Shot on the way. No good. Had the shot. Should have taken that short one. West has got it down in the corner. Kicks it out front to Hughes. To Streeter. He drives right. Picked up smartly by Kemp. Shot from the wing again. Good. 33. Devin West. He's back-to-back, Jack, from that corner.
Well, he's got a smooth shot.
That's
smooth release.
Smooth as butter, 48-47, 5 minutes to go. Third quarter action. Great game here tonight. Jordan Bruce down the right wing into Haynesworth, goes up left hand. He got it that time.
It's there. They just got to utilize it. I mean, got to.
Three-point differential, 45 to go, third quarter. Street to Hughes. He drives. He floats, and they're going to call him for charging.
No block.
No blocking on Kemp. Kemp takes a spill, gets up, shakes off the cobwebs. That's what day it was. And he said, wait, the foul's calling me? All righty then. Raiders get the ball in out front to Bowen. To West, out way out front. Kicks it out, back it out to Hughes, who's played a really good ball game. Street, a drive, soft floater. Man, that kick and shoot.
Well, you can't, I mean, even though you're playing a zone, you still can't let the kid just dribble around you and do a pull-up.
Right.
You got to contend almost in a man-to-man.
I agree. 50 to 43.
What in the world?
I don't know. The foul should have been called. They didn't call. Whoa. They're letting them play out there. They're letting them play into Thurman. He goes up strong. He's fouled. He draws going to line for two. 4:07 to go. Rebels up 150-49. Wow. They're letting them play, Garth. It's getting physical out there.
Yeah, they are.
First.
Now, will you please tell them to stay on the line and not back up?
Well, Stormy, don't know that they're quite listening. Now, Garrison Matthews, who's just standing over there on the way, could probably have better opportunities to tell them than me.
Hey, son, you player know. Of the year, no, Garrison Matthews, number 24, former Rebel. What a great year he's had, and what a career he's going to have when he plays at the next level, wherever that may be.
I would say he'll get an opportunity overseas.
I agree. Watch that kid play ever since he was seventh grade. Thurman makes the first one up, too. I told him when he was a junior, if he ever realized how actually good he was, he would be a dominating force. I think the light went off in his head.
You think he actually listened to you?
Yeah, I do. 52-49. He said thank you several times at Strauss for feeding him.
Okay. Feeding him, not for your advice.
It was probably the barbecue nachos. You know, what kind
of course it's the nachos. You finally listened to me that's what people want, nachos.
And the banana pudding. Here we go. Here goes Street to the wing. On the shot on the way. West can't get it to go. White. Bowen goes up high. Glover pulls it out of there. They got numbers.
Give it up.
Kicks it up to Haynesworth,
and he
draws a foul.
He had Bruce over in the corner.
Ooh-wee. I was hoping he would dunk it.
Who? Haynesworth?
Yes.
Ain't having it.
Don't think so.
No.
Don't think so.
No, he's packed on some muscle since.
A little too heavy on the leg areas, that's what I'm trying to say.
I bet that boy can squat. I bet he can flat, put some squats up.
54-49. All sets a 5-point differential to 3:40 mark. Ainsworth ties his shoes again. Oh, that was Kemp. We always get Ainsworth to tie his shoes. There he goes across the timeline Street. He pulls up a three from downtown. And Reese Glover pulls it down. 2-on-2. Here come the Rebels. Glover step back. Watch this. Bottom. 57-49. I called it when he left his hand. 3:22 mark. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to take 1 minute here, AM. 1 minute here on AM 950.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Cassie Jones, Director of Sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county. The Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine just work for your business.
I'm Carrie Bartlett, Managing Editor for the Williamson Herald. We cover news around the clock 7 days per week, not only for our print edition, but for our e-blast readers too, twice daily.
The Rebels in a flurry there early in the third quarter. 57-49, 3:21 to go. The Raiders going from right to left on the radio dial in royal blue tonight, white numerals with red trim. Here comes Streeter across the timeline. Kicks it back out front. Rebels still in that 1-3-1 zone as usual. That's very well known for Dr. Darren Jones. Streeter on the drive, soft floater. Man, that kick and shoot. Man, Monty Street can just let it fly.
He's got 19. He's a player.
He's got 19, and it's a 6-point differential at the 2:40 mark. That kid just hangs in midair, like suspended in animation. Thurman way out front outside the 3-point circle to Kemp. Down to 2:30. Back to Glover. Goes right, soft floater. Back rim. Can't get that one to go.
I see. No need in pressing that issue now. Just keep staying within yourself through the high-low. It's there.
All right, here comes Kemp across the timeline. Marley kicks it back out right in the left wing. Coach Jones to our right, dancing, feverishly streaming numbers out.
That's a count on. That was four.
Well, Right, he almost did get a five count.
Just standing there dribbling between his legs, behind his back.
5 second call. You got to keep moving. The defenders within 6 feet of you, they will call that, and you saw it coming.
That drives me insane. Go somewhere.
It does drive you insane. Is that Abe Haynesworth over there across from us?
Yes.
Front row, Albert Haynesworth, right there on the front row. Here come the Raiders trailing by 6 at 150 mark. Former Tennessee star and Tennessee Titan. Played for the Redskins for a while.
Played for the Patriots.
And the Patriots shot on the way. Bowen, line drive it. And Thurman's going to get called for over in the back. That foul's on 32 for the Rebels. That is only the second foul. The Raiders will be taken in out under their own basket.
It's only Thurman's first foul, too.
Yep.
I mean, he's played a really good ball game.
Street misses, a rare miss, gets his own rebound. Goes up, soft floater, no good. Ball's loose on the floor. Kemp pulls it out of the pile. Quickly across the timeline, zagging across the timeline. Glover's going to drive, take it all the way. Soft floater, missed it. Ball fought for Bowen, and it's stolen by Haynesworth. Kemp gets it up and missed the rebound. Missed the shot. Here comes Streeter. They got 2-on-1. And they got Jordan. Yes, sir. Jordan Bruce with the Academy Award takes the charge. And the McGavick faithful disagree.
Boy, they don't like that at all.
Vehemently disagree, but it was a great call. Great call.
He was definitely set.
He has speed. You got your body set, then that's charging. We're right at a minute. Up 6 are the Rebels. Up 4 at halftime. The Haynesworth, nice. Back and he scores. Charge a foul for 3. Haynesworth tools the other side of the pillow on that play. Turned, burned, and scored. All of a sudden, it was a one-point differential. Right now, it's back to 8. The Rebels scoring surges. They've got to keep the Raiders from having this rally, especially in the fourth quarter time. With the line is Haynesworth. He's good. Up 9. 57 seconds to go.
Haynesworth's got 15.
Big night for number 2. He's coming out. He's going to get a breather. 57 seconds to go before the beginning of the fourth quarter. Here come the Raiders. They're 51. Glover's going to pick his pocket. He does. Comes up from behind. That's his specialty. Here comes Glover slowly across the timeline. Nice pick set by Thurman. Glover drives in the paint. Saw floater. No good. Rebound fought for. Here comes Hughes quickly. The other way. And Finley Long.
Smart foul.
Great foul. Finley Long. So I'll just take a piece of this action. Good foul. Stopped a sure basket. Darren Joins liked that call, too. Good smart play by his about the 6 or 7 man off the bench. Draw's about to check back in. We're under 28 seconds. Streets got it way out front, picked up by Glover. Hughes drives in the paint. Thought about the floater. Gets it back to Street again. No, he didn't. He finally missed one. 15 seconds left. Darren Joins not happy about the rebound they missed, but here it goes. Here comes Finley Long. We're 7 seconds. Glover's looked at the clock. We're at 5, 4. Great. Bounce it off his foot. Great Caesars goes. And Chase Thame was insane because he didn't know what time it was. End of 3, 60-51. Let's take a quick minute. We need 1 minute here on AM 950 before the fourth quarter action.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of 4 for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of 4 for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
A job well done. What a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
Time up 43-39. End of three is 60-51. Correction, 60-54. Monte Street nails a 24-footer. This kid is in fuego. What's he got, 22 tonight?
He does have 22.
He's got 22. Okay, 7:45 to go. Rebels up with six. This thing is far from over. Far from over.
Get it to him.
Bruce won't try to get inside the Haynesworth. Drives out top of the key, and it's on the floor. Reese Glover drives in. Thurman thought about the three, drives in. Smartly kicks it to Glover. He'll take it. Golly, in and out. Foul call. And that's on Reed Kemp, number four.
That's his second.
Darren joins, as usual, his animated self to our right. You can tell he's a marketing teacher. He's passionate about everybody. He's marketing guys, you know.
What do you call yourself, man?
I'm a marketing guy.
What?
Yeah, man, I'm a salesman. You know.
Selling and marketing, different things, my friend.
Not if you own this company, it didn't. Shot on the way from Sweetest Block, and they're going to call a foul.
Is that on Kemp?
I don't know. We're going to see who called it on. That would be, on Kemp. That's his third or fourth.
That's his third.
That's only three on Kemp. All right. Sophomore's got three. It's 7:09 to go. Street to the Lions had a huge night. Got 22, make it 23. Man. And they kept telling me the Hughes kid was a big score, but Street got to be, 5'6", maybe? 5'7"?
He's shorter than you.
Yeah, he is shorter than me. Thank you. He got 24 points, which is 22 more than I ever scored. That's pretty good. 7:09 to go, 60-56. The 9-point lead has shrunk to 4 in less than a minute. That's what you want if you're a Franklin fan. We're under 7 minutes to go. Reed Kemp on the drive, kicks it to Thurman. He's going to take it all the way. Nice basket. Using his body softly off the rim. Well done.
Best game I've seen him play this season.
He has really needed this one. This is when you, like you said earlier, got to step up.
Oh, that's a charge.
Yes, sir.
That was definitely a charge. There was no doubt about that one.
Yes, sir. Number 14, Miles McMillan. Plays a devastating block, and he's called for the charge. Good call by the official. Haynesworth takes it out, gets it to Kemp at the 6:40 mark. Huge crowd here tonight at Brentwood. I mean, jam-packed.
Yeah, it's great to see this, the tournament play, the fans coming out and supporting these teams, no matter who you're for. There it is.
Beautiful pass, dribble drive. Kemp drops it off to Haynesworth. He kissed it softly off the glass, and they got a basket. 64-56, back to 8 points. 6:20 to go. We got another timeout. Give me a 30 or a minute.
30.
It's a 30. We're going to keep it here. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, just the fact that both teams are keeping their composure in this atmosphere is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just they're both playing hard. They one team will throw a punch, the other will punch back. And, you know, I really like, as I said earlier, I like the high-low. I mean, Haynesworth's got 17 points right now. He can easily go over 20 in this game. They just got to keep feeding him inside. Him and Thurman are having the best games that I've seen them have this season. Both of the players are playing extremely well.
Mr. Haynesworth says, feed me more. Got 64, looking for some more. 64-56, under 6:20 to go. Oh, lazy pass out on the wing, almost picked off. Esteban West takes it down the wing, kicks it back to Street. He drives in, almost got his pocket picked. Spin move off the glass, beautiful move. Wow, that's as pretty as it goes. Marvin Hughes, and he's been quiet. Garth, I think that's his first basket in the second half, I think.
He's got 16. That either his first or second. I'm not sure. But it ain't been many.
Nope. We're at the 5:51 mark. The Haynesworth a little high.
Pass.
It was a little too high. Went in. It went in and hit the rim. back to Hughes and to Bowen. And he goes over Furman, and all of a sudden the lead goes from 10 back to 4. How quickly the Raiders can come back. Coach Joins got them going to call the X play. Lead goes up, Kemp.
And he scores, he drives the basket, and he's going to the line for 3.
He ain't going to stop. You just let it, he's going to keep going.
When you see the, when you see a crease, man, you're going, hey, man, I can do that. Slice and dice. He scores. And Bill put up 3 points instead of 2. Now 67. There you go.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. They've been having fun with the score operators. 5:22 to go. 7-point differential. This is a... As we said before, it's a manicurist delight because it's a true nail biter. 5:20 to go. Raiders are not giving up. Street across the timeline. Kicks it back to Hughes inside. Nice give and go. And he stepped out of bounds. Chase Sane almost took the pass right on the baseline. And Paul Childress from McGavick vehemently questions the intelligence of the official.
Well, there's a little bit of shoving in there as he was going up.
Yeah, a lot of shoving. But they've been jockeying for position. Here comes Glover. He's had a quiet night. Made him when he counts. Just
there
to
you
Furman.
Go.
And Furman.
Oh, offensive. They called
him for clearing out with the left arm. Yep, use that left arm and clear the match. Can't do that. Finley Long, number 15, is in for Jordan Bruce. Jordan Bruce is going to get about a 2-minute break. They're going to need him and his 3-pointing shooting prowess to finish this ball game. Rebels up 7, 4:50 mark to go. Street across the timeline. He's been hot. He's again finally missed one from 28 feet. Foul's called, and players hit the floor. It should be on.
It's going to be on Finley Long or Reed Kemp.
Yeah, and I'm afraid it's going to be on Kemp. And it was on Long. Okay.
Your fears can be relieved.
Yes, going to the line. Shooting 1-1. The McAvick Raiders have just waltzed into the bonus. First one's good by Bowen.
I tell you what, this McAvick team's going really good next year.
Oh man, they're scary. Nice rebound. Haynesworth rips it out of the air, gets it back to Kemp. Missed the second one. 6-point differential, 4:30 to go. Kemp is picked up out front by West. He pushed off. They don't call it. He slides in, and they call a foul, a late foul. And on Marvin, they called in on number 10. That would have been on Chase Sane. And I didn't see that one.
He was out of control when he went in there. So, I mean, he got bailed out by the foul.
I agree. Usually, as you say, when he's out of control, they don't call that. I kind of thought they were going to let that one pass. Kemp makes the first one. Up 7.
You know, he didn't fully have possession of the basketball as he was fumbling through there.
Fumbling, bumbling, and stumbling, Terry would say. Second one, good. 69-61, up 8, 4:27 to go. The lead's just yo-yoing back and forth, back and forth. Here comes Street across the timeline. He stole it.
Good steal.
And Haynesworth rips it out of Street's hand. Paul Childress didn't like the call, thought he was going to foul. Kemp thought about the drive, smartly going to back it out. They're going to run some clock now. They're going to run some clock. It's going to be under four minutes here in 5 seconds. Glover's going to isolate it and kicks it out front, picked up in the left wing by Furman. Glover fall away jumper, rimmed it out. He's cold. He's ice cold. Furman gets a rebound. Bruce for 3. Bam!
Oh, hey.
72-61. Timeout on the floor. 3:47 to go. Jordan Bruce is bailing out the Rebels today. We're going to take 1 minute here on AM 950. 1 minute in here.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Puett Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Hewitt Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
This aquarium is awesome, Ima Jean. Here, lean in and let's pose for a selfie by the shark tank.
I don't like the look of those sharks, Cooter. They're staring at us like we're lunch.
Never mind them, Ima Jean. Here, lean in closer. You won't be in the picture.
Careful, Cooter. Don't put all your weight on the glass.
Say cheese, Ima Jean.
Look out, Cooter!
For emergency glass service, Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, 615-790-1977.
That's 47 seconds of sheer excitement left. 72-61. Jordan Bruce just nailed a 28-footer from the top of the key to put up three more points for the Rebels. The Raiders, they keep making a frenetic comeback, and Streets been the key. Monte goes up.
Rare miss. Thurman on the rebound. Here comes Glover. He's got numbers. Got a Haynesworth on the back door. They don't get it to him. Glover takes it up and scores. How did he get that basket? I don't know. Up and under. Off the glass, 74-61, 13-point differential. Hughes on from downtown, strong off the glass, a foul is called. Haynesworth hits the floor, and his teammates take three of them to lift him.
That's a big load right there.
That is a big load. That's 245 pounds, a young man right there. Glad we'll have to have his grocery bill. Haynesworth going to the line, shooting 1-1. Get your foot on the line, young man. Nailed it. 75-61, up 14, 3:17 to go. Haynesworth missed the second one. Thurman comes up with the rebound. Rebels going to take some time. He said, run some clock at the 3:10 mark. So much for that. Jordan Bruce for three. Short.
Oh, man.
Reed tip on the rebound and scores. 77-61. That could be the first nail in the coffin. We're under 3 minutes.
Come out of nowhere for that rebound.
He exploded on the scene. Hughes on the drive. Beautiful floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Bruce. And he draws a foul. And the Raiders are coming and rabbled. 16-point differential at the 250 mark.
Yep. He fouled out. Marvin Hughes is fouled out.
And he kept saying that was four, and they said, no, sir, that's five. And, boy, that's a huge loss. But Monte Street has been, he's been the Bob Diggity for the Raiders. He is. How many points does Street have?
Street's got 24. Wow.
2:50 to go, 16-point differential, and the Cabot faithful or having a discussion with the official.
Please come to the scores table, Coach Blair.
And Abby Rutherford, math teacher here at Brentwood, in great deal of consternation. And she's trying to get the athletic director to coordinate things. We can't read their lips.
I don't know what in the world.
I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on, but
we have a technical foul on Gavin, number 30, Marvin Hughes.
Okay. To the line is Bruce to shoot the technical foul on Hughes. Bruce is filling it up tonight at 78-61.
They're throwing fans out.
Yeah, they're tossing. Yeah, and the SROs are tossing out the Cabot faithful left and right. Now there's seats in the house now. Y'all can come on. Bruce makes the second one, rattles it in. It's 80-61. This same game was within three. Bruce makes the third one. And it's 81-61, 20-point differential. There's a little derision on the floor right now. And they're doing the Preds cheer. They're doing the Preds cheer. Reed Kemp kicks it back to Thurman. Soft floaters. Good. This thing's over. 83-61. Everything, it's over except the final score. 83-61. The Rebels are going to move on. They're going to get the winner of Overton and Summit. Shot from the corner. Nope. Pulls it back to the street. It's been dynamite. Missed that one. Fight forward. Knight pulls it back out. There are the Raiders. It's a 224 mark. Drive on the way. Saw floater. Sane. He makes a beautiful basket. Chase Sane has played so well tonight. He's a senior, and this will be his last game. Haynesworth goes up, draws a foul. He's going to shoot two. Yeah, Chase Sane right now on the floor. Also, number four, Recco Say are the only two seniors for McAvick, and they're both on the floor. Somebody's enjoying some popcorn today here at Brentwood. Haynesworth misses the first one. Jordan Bruce comes out to a big round of applause to the from the Franklin faithful. Defensive specialist Finley Long back in. Good to have him in. Haynesworth makes a second, 84-63. This game was within 4 points, and timeout on the floor. McAvick, Paul Childress, coach, calls timeout, and he's still lobbying the officials, and they just walk away. And we're going to keep – it's a full. We're going to keep it here, Garth. I'm not sure what happened on the technical. Did you see what happened?
Hughes said something to the official as he was going over to the bench. He turned around and said something to the official. I don't know exactly what he said, but he did mouth something to the official. So about his fifth foul. So I mean, who knows what it was? You know what was said, but obviously the official was not going to tolerate it. And you know, then of course that led to whatever mayhem we had here in the stands around us. So
yeah, all around us.
You know, it was
mayhem everywhere.
One of those moments that you know, I'm sure Hughes would like to have back himself. But in the moment, you know, things are said, and I've been there, done that. So,
raise your hand if you're guilty. I've been there, done that. Didn't toss out some of the finest gems on the planet when I played. So, yeah.
Well, I can tell you this much. This McGavick team's for real. They're going to
they
be
are.
Back next year.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. I mean, they're really good this year. They're going to be really good next year. They're going to mean all these juniors come to that. Shot on the way from Street. My goodness. That kid had to quit
it
all.
That was a two.
Was it a two?
Yep.
He's got
26.
I think they gave him... I think they gave him a three.
No, he had a two. It was a two because he had his foot on the line. That's official pointed down.
Okay. Back door cut to Glover. It's good. Lee Glover got a nice pass, 86-65. This one's all but O-V-E-R right at 90 seconds. Shots on the way, no good. Finley Long on the rebound.
You know, it's amazing that this score is not indicative of how tough this ball game's been.
Oh, I know it.
Franklin.
Sanchez on the rebound. He goes up to Glover. Fakes it. They threw it out of bounds.
And here comes a slew of Rebels.
Yes, sir. They're cleaning the bench. Standing ovation for the Rebels across the way. I mean, there's everybody on the other side of the gym is standing up. The Rebels, and we've got the entire JV squad in. I'm not sure we got all the names and numbers, but that's all right. We've got a minute 17 left to go. I know Connor Bevin's on the floor. Also, Adam Smiles on the floor. Nice shot. Street can't get it to go. Ball saved. Kicked back in bounds by the Raiders. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Ripped out of there. And I don't have a 43.
And I don't have my line.
Boy, he's a big kid. I don't know.
He's a big boy.
Does he play offensive tackle for the Green Bay Packers? I mean, goodness gracious. Bevin. Connor Bevin. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Saved. It's saved. 24 saves it. Austin Wazinski. Good ball move. Wazinski for three. Bottom. 89-65. Put a fork in it. This one's over. I mean, this game was so close, and it just turned, and it literally turned on two possessions. Nice drive by Street. Can't get up to go. Rebound. Fall forward. Rebels pull it out there with 18 seconds to go. This one's over. Across the timeline, Wazinski's going to take it, kicks it back out. The big man goes up strong, can't get it to go. 6 seconds, jump ball's called. It's going to be Franklin ball. This one's over.
Jump ball, Franklin.
Woo! Uh-oh, player down. Uh-oh. Oh, this kid's hurt. That's not good. Oh, that's Street. Oh, no, that's not good. Hope he's okay. I don't know if that's a cramp or if he's just twisted an ankle. That was.
I didn't see him come down.
I didn't see him come down. That's Monty Street. What a great ball game he's played tonight. He's got 31. My word, 31 points. Connor Bevan holds it, backs it out, backs it out, backs.
Nice play.
Oh, that was a little bit uncalled for. Stay sane as his senior moment as he leaves the floor is called for a foul with 2/10 of a second left, and that was totally uncalled for, getting down 89-65.
As a line for Franklin.
Boy, I'm glad, boy, my old coach didn't see that. He'd be running the stairs right now. Coach Jones told his Rebels just to walk away. Connor Bevan to the line. I think that's added a little salt to the wound. It's 90-65.
Well, I mean, Connor Bevan was trying to pull the ball away.
Yeah.
And Street just went up and slapped him. I mean, it wasn't even close to the ball.
No, 92-65, and that was the at best a bonehead play. And that's it. 91-65, the Rebels in a rout. 91-65, they get the winner of Summit and Overton. Paul Childress showing some class for McAvick. He gives Darren Jones a big hug, and they're all exchanging handshakes and high fives. Garth, you got some totals for us.
I do. For the Franklin Rebels, led tonight by Jordan Bruce with 23, Ashari Haynesworth with 19, Reese Lover with 12, Reed Kemp with 10, Matt Thurman with 18, Lewis Sanchez with 2, Connor Bevan with 2, Austin Wazinski with 3.
A late three.
91 points for Franklin Rebels.
You know, they put 100 on this team earlier in the year on McAvick, and Darren Joyne was hoping it would be a run-and-gun fest. And where would you say was the turning point of the ball game? Because they got it within 1-3 different times, held it at 2, right at 4, then all of a sudden, bang, explosion, Rebels.
Finley Long's Jordan Bruce's 3 from the corner, from the baseline. That was the dagger. And from then on, McAvick never recovered. So, you know, hey, hats off. I know I didn't give the McAvick score. I'll give that real quick.
Breakdown.
Monte Street with 26. Chase Sane with 5. Devion Bowen with 5. Marvin Hughes with 16. Devon West with 10. And Corey Hugh with 2. So your final, 91-65. You know, Franklin scored 31 points. 31 points in that fourth quarter.
That is that's the Rebels at their best. Garth, if they can play like that, shoot like that in the fourth quarter, we're going to see that team can there's no limit to how far that team can go.
Well, when you get your big guys involved like they did, and all five of your starters scored in double figures, you can play with just about anybody in the state. I didn't say you can defeat just everybody, but at the same time, I mean, how balanced can you get even when your point guard, Reed Kemp, scores 10?
Reed
Glover had an off night shooting, and he scored 12.
Worst scoring night I've seen for Reese Glover, and they still put up 90. You told me that, but at the beginning of the ball game, I'd have said, somebody lost their mind.
Well, I mean, that's an example right there. That's some things Reese Glover is going to have to work on. Those are the type of athletes he's going to face at the next level. Very fast, very long, close out well, and, you know, they can disrupt a shot. I mean, so he's going to have to work on that. He's going to be he's got a quick release, but he's just going to have to understand where to play within himself. Sometimes, you know, you can get to where you force your shots and you get out of rhythm by forcing the shots.
Right.
He can be a streaky shooter, but what I like about Reese Glover is the fact that he knows how to make his teammates better. And that's exactly what he did. He distributed the ball. He got Thurman a lot of looks tonight, and Thurman to, you know, the high-low from Thurman down to Shari Haynesworth. Big night for those two big guys.
Well played. Big win for the Rebels. Final, 91-65.